Benefits of better inventory management are summarized below. Fast fresh store look and customer excitement. So moment the turnover ratio is high, customer will get new products. The expired products will be removed. Customer will get fresh products. So it leads to customer satisfaction. Increased sale, lesser discount. So if the fresh products are being sold, there is a less discount. Or near expiry product would have some discount on it. So once our near expiry product would have discounts, it will lead into lesser margins. So when a product is sold on full value, you get more margins. More margins is more business, more sales, more profit. Better working capital management, as money used to buy faster moving inventory. So loss making SKUs are not used. The money generated by the sales, when a customer buys new full price project, there is money, there is an inflow of cash. That money is used as working capital to buy fast moving inventory. Reduces returns and write-off of damages. So in case the customer is not, customer is buying fresh products, so the number of returns would become less because the damages reduces, thereby increasing profitability of the store. Care must be taken to ensure that inventory does not fall below an optimum level or impact completeness of the range. So every merchandise does follow a threshold limit. They know our rack capacity, or they know the display capacity of every store, every shelf. And they need to ensure that in case if a rack or a gondola needs to keep 100 pieces, that adequate stock has to be there. So basically this is called a 2 weeks cover or 3 weeks cover, which is they need to ensure that even if the vendor is not able to supply, the store can sustain whatever stocks they have, they can sustain for 2 weeks or 3 weeks. So that is, every organization follows a different rule. There is a 7 week cover, there is 8 week cover. So if the 8 weeks, it goes beyond that, the store is cluttered. So different organizations follow different rules. The merchandisers follow a rule and they ensure that the stock entire range is available at any given point of time, so that it is optimum use of the space and the range. Also, there are other factors to be considered, like purchase of unit factor, that is minimum quantity to be ordered, vendor supply frequency, credit days, payment terms and history, uninterrupted supplies by vendor, warehousing capacity to handle number of supplies and vehicles. So when a merchandiser's plan, they take all this point into consideration, that in case a store capacity is 100, keeping 100 units, so he needs to ensure that when it goes below 50, next order is placed. So when an order is placed, the merchandiser also keep into picture what is the frequency by when the vendor will be able to supply. Is there any vehicle breakdown, or is there any cycle, credit cycle? So probably a vendor would only make delivery if the payment is made for the previous 100 units. So that is taken into consideration. Payment terms and history, uninterrupted supplies by supply. So if the manufacturing is happening on time, the vendor is able to supply. What is the warehouse capacity, whether they can handle 100 units. So all these points are taken into consideration by the merchandiser and the buyer, so that their store performance doesn't get hampered because of stock inavailability. Gross margin is sales versus cost of goods sold. COGS is cost of goods sold. So sales can be realized by offering the least possible discounts. Higher sale returns can be realized by offering least possible discounts. So margins can be higher in case when the product is sold on full price. In case the product is nearing expiry and merchandiser has to offer a discount, it is a loss of margin, it is loss of profits. So store team needs to ensure that all the products are sold on full-fledged price and not on discounts. Higher product margins can be taken with strong negotiation, and discount and losses can be reduced with more vendor-funded promotions. So whenever merchandisers sit with negotiation with a vendor, they can negotiate, they can take a product on a lesser margins, which needs to be paid to the vendors, which will result into more profit to the stores. And in case there is a promotion, then the hit is taken by the vendor. So it's vendor funded, the vendor gives free gifts and favorable return policy from the suppliers. So in case if a product is not bought on a consignment basis is the store team, the organization buys from the vendor and the stock becomes the property of the organization. So in case if it's sale or return, if the negotiation is done in a good manner, the merchandiser buys a product on sale or return basis. In case the promotion doesn't go well, the vendor takes back the product. So thereby reducing loss of the organization. So better negotiating skill always help whenever there's an consignment or whenever there's a free gift provided or there's a good promotion provided, the merchandiser needs to negotiate in such a way that it's win-win for everyone. The customer gets the benefit, the vendor takes back the product, the low gets the sale also in case of low sales, and there is a less margin leakage when it comes to buying an inventory, and then when it's not disposed of or when it's not liquidated, then discounts has to be given. Margin is that is left after paying off all the operating expenses, called the net margin or operating profit. Higher the gross margin, the lesser the cost, higher will be the net margin. So it's a simple basic maths calculation. The net margin is derived out of operating expenses. So once whatever is the gross margin, deduct the operating expenses, you get operating profit. Higher the gross margin, lesser the cost, higher will be the net margin. So profitability presented in percentage is calculated. Operating margin is equal to net profit divided by store sales. Considering the resources are limited and need to be utilized properly, the gross margin also calculated versus the resources used like space, finance and labor. So GMROI stands for GMROI, or it is called gross margin return on investment. So gross margin divided by average inventory. It is gross margin return on inventory, and that is gross margin can be, considering the resources are limited and need to be utilized properly, the gross margin also calculated various resources utilized by space, finance and labor. GMROI can be calculated with gross margin divided by the average inventory at cost. Gross margin return on inventory is an indicator of working capital management and is combined of both margin as well as inventory. So it's a, as communicated earlier, the stock inventory ratio needs to be on a higher side. Non-performing SKUs needs to be removed. Performing SKUs has to be available at any given point of time. So inventory, the space allocated to that particular category needs to justify the sales. The area allocated should justify the sales to the area, to the category. So in case if category is not performing, probably the area is reduced, and performing category area is increased. GMROI is for the category can be improved either by improving the margins or by managing the inventory better for given margin. So gross margin return on inventory, there's a pyramid. There's inventory, there is GMROI, there's stock returns, gross margin, percentage gross margin and net revenue. So gross margin, GMROF is gross margin divided by category space, the area allocated to the category, is equal to gross margin divided by the inventory into inventory divided by space, is equal to GMROI and merchandise intensity. Gross margin return on foot is measure of gross margin returns on the space occupied by particular category, space productivity. GMROF gives an idea of reducing the space required for a given return. So as I said, any area allocated to any category, this formula applies to it. In case the returns are not as per the budgets, then the merchandisers or the store team takes a call, takes a decision, they remove that category, they might increase the area of they might increase the area of performing category, they might reduce the area of non-performing category. A right decision has to be taken using this formulas. So that's gross margin return on foot. So that's the pyramid over there. Gross margin again continued with regards to labor. So GMROL stands for gross margin return on labor. So number of staff allocated to that particular section. If the sales are less, that means the manning has to be reduced. If the sales are high, manning can be increased. It's a simple mathematic formula, number of staff. So GMROL can be gross margin divided by number of employees, or gross margin divided by space into space on number of employees. So it's basically a formula, whatever is the area, accordingly the staffing has to happen. Gross margin return on labor is a measure of gross margin returns on people employed, the store or category or product category. So normally international standards, in 750 square feet there should be one staff. Probably in India we are having a staff in 350 square feet or 400 square feet or 500 square feet, because we tend to look for help. In abroad, probably the customers go, they pick a product with their own, they know where to buy, what to buy. So in case if as per international standard 750 is the, one person has to be there in 750 square feet. If you hire more number of people, the GMROL will go for a toss, you know, it will not result into profitability. So for categories that needed aided selling staff count is higher and hence gym roll will be low than categories where customers shop on their own with lesser sales staff and all. So probably in apparels you need a help, you need to try. So probably in food you need less staff and the customer can go, they can pick up the noodles or they can pick up the milk where they don't have to, they don't need much help. Or in case of buying your jewelry, there's an aided staff. So again, the gym roll will go down. The more number of staff, gym roll goes down and the profitability reduces. So again, there's a pyramid for gym roll, and gym roll. Strategic resource management model, a summarized model to control and correct productivity and profitability. So these are basically all the formulas, all the parameters taken together, which gives you a snapshot how the store is performing and what corrective measures have to be taken. So it's basically all the formulas of what is gym ROI, what is gym ROF, what is gym ROL, and what is the actual output for the store. Profit and loss statement is monthly statement of actual versus target. So what was the store sales target, what were the expenses, its headwise listing of sales, cost of goods sold, COGS, gross margin, cost head, net margin, or operating profit for the store. So that is completely responsible for the P&L for the store. During the monthly review, a detailed study of P&L statement along with key observations, reason for variances, and actual plan for the next month to be presented by store head along with the other formats and parameters. So normally the P&L has a lot of other expense heads. So there is a staff cost, there is the rental which is the store is paying to the mall, or it's if an exclusive brand outlet, the rental paid to the landlord. There are operating expenses, there would be cost of goods sold, procuring the goods, there would be electricity expenses, there would be other shopping bags. So this comes under the expenses head, and the store manager is the only person responsible to ensure profitability. So he needs to keep an eye regularly on monthly, weekly basis. Plus there are expenses, like there would be staff expenses, there would be incentives, there would be a store picnic, or there would be a store party. So these are all the expenses incurred, any annual AMC done, store operating expenses. So he needs to keep an eye every month so that the store is profitable. So there is a typical P&L format which is provided, which we will refer in the next slide. So expenses like rent, maintenance, etc. are listed under non-countable expense as fixed as per the agreement. Due to improper use, the other costs might get escalated, which can lead to inflation, initiation of cost control measures. So rent and maintenance cannot be controlled. Rent is as per the agreement, so you cannot do a cost cutting in it. So the store manager needs to ensure that wherever he can do a cost cutting, any cost cutting will lead into profit maximization. So whatever cost control measure he is taking needs to, there are budgets provided and he needs to stick to those budgets. There are certain goods which are very essential to run basic of store and provide a bare minimum threshold level of customer service and convenience. So as per the racking capacity, there is a minimum basic capacity, a bare minimum stock has to have to be there in the store to operate the store and to run it smoothly. So those costs cannot be a compromise on that. If these costs are curtailed below a certain level, they only affect customer service and sales and reduce earning, which further leads to more cost cutting in an attempt to protect profitability. The negative spiral must be avoided. So normally if a store manager starts taking cost control measures and if they don't keep bare minimum stock, it will result into less stocking, customer might not come, it will result into repeat customers not being happening, customer goes to a competitor. So if it goes on a negative spiral, the store manager needs to put a stop, and they have to ensure that all this cost cutting doesn't hamper customer satisfaction, customer delight, and customer experience. The store head must be monitored. The cost head must be monitored closely by the store head, our power, manpower, outsource, staff welfare, packaging, freight, shrinkage, and maintenance and repairs. So as and when every store manager gets a profit and loss statement, he needs to keep an eye on such expenses which are outsourced staff, which is housekeeping and security, manpower. So whatever, what, how is the manning, what is the gross margin return on the staff. So he needs to keep an eye on that. He needs to keep an eye on staff welfare. So the amount of tea, coffee, or birthday celebrations which happens, He needs to keep an eye on that. That has to be well within the budget. So every store manager is given a budget. Every month he can spend so and so amount. So this amount needs to be equal to or lesser than that, whatever is the budget, to ensure that the store remains profitable. He needs to keep an eye on shrinkage and maintenance and repairs. So if there is a wear and tear, if any particular asset is breaking down time and again, he needs to ensure it's replaced or AMC has happened so that it doesn't reduces the profits. Storehead must be on top of all these expenses. Wherever required, approval must be taken before incurring expense. So quite explanatory. Regular monitoring must be done to ensure proper use of every rupee spent, and wastage of any kind must not be tolerated. Private label plays a very important role with regards to the store profitability. So private label can be dependable because the margins are high. You don't depend on the external vendor for the supplies. But in case private label products are not sold, the turnover ratio is not high, then it will result into more disposables, or probably if the sales are not good, the merchandiser needs to give a discount, which is a revenue leakage, or probably it has to be scrapped. If it's a food product, it has to be scrapped or it has to be dumped. Then it will, the profits are written off. Once it's written off, it's a loss to the organization. The margin goes for a haywire and it results in the loss. So there's a category of private label sales. What was the contribution to the category B sales, percentage of P&L contribution, P&L margins. So this basically, this grid gives you a picture, the performance of private label. Other reports, the various other reports are listed below. Bill penetration, measure of number of bills of category or set of products versus total bills, helps understand the shopping basket and improve the category performance. So this is the report generated by the organization, where the merchandisers, even the store team, they do an analysis where they see the penetration, what are products being bought, what is the number of products coming time and again that particular bill, what is this basically helps what is going in the shopping basket. So that in case any particular SKU is doing good, they need to increase the variance, they need to increase the space. In case some SKU is not performing, then that can be discontinued, thereby saving losses and increasing profit. So these are the steps to improve the category penetration. So basic example would be if there is a brand of, there are three different FMCG companies. So this report will help to analyze which particular FMCG soap is doing good, which is not doing well. So they can take a right action and they can take immediate corrective action, which in results increase in store profitability. New product review for new products introduced, sales and margin performance must be reviewed to check if there is incremental sales implemented. So any new product which is introduced and the margin performance has to be reviewed. So any new product launch, the merchandisers needs to keep an eye and ensure that it's giving better margins, which is better profitability. Has that product given any incremental benefit as anticipated? So a close observation needs to be done and ensure that it increases the stock turnover ratio and help by helping customers to satisfy their products, help customers to buy more products and help in incremental sales. The learning help to plan better for future new product introductions. So when a product is launched, there is a learning. That learning has to be noted down. And whenever a new product or second or third new product is launched, they need to ensure that whatever mistakes or whatever learning they have done during the previous launch are not repeated, so that it helps into store better customer experience. The supplier fill rate, it is a ratio of products revealed. GRN stands for goods received note versus the product requested. PO stands for purchase order. It can be expressed as a line fill rate count or value fill rate cost. Higher fill rate means better shelf availability and sales. So basically this is a grid. There is a supplier name, there is a PO, the PO date. So when the PO was issued to the customer, PO number, items in the PO. So what is the quantity in the mentioned in the PO, items in the GRN. So the purchase order was, just an example, the purchase order quantity was 100 and items in GRN, good receipt note is 100. So it's better fill rate. Line fill rate percentage, so it's a 100% fill rate. PO value, GRN value, so it would be what is the value, purchase order value was 100, the GRN value was 100, value of fill percentage. So it's quite easy to understand very simple. It doesn't need much explanation. So fill rate has to be there so that at any given point of time the product is available. If it's on apparel, the whole size set is available. In case of food, it's covered. Normally the first 2 weeks when people get salary, the products is available. Since they buy their regular groceries also, it happens in the third. The sales increases in case of food articles, the sale increases in fourth week as the month ends, groceries comes to an end, so they need to replenish it. So all this this grid will help the merchandisers, even the store team, to ensure that the fill rate is there, the stock is available for the customers. Stockout report gives a measure of availability in the store. All top selling SKU as well as promo SKUs must not be stocked out and should we get replenished. So this is a formula. There is a category, so there is a SKU in master. So probably you can take category of food. So in that you can mention, okay, there are, if I take an example of noodles, then the merchandiser should check what is the availability for Maggi, what is the availability for IT sales, GP noodles, what is the availability of Patanjali noodles. So what is the top SKU, what are the quantities available, what is the percentage of stock out. So basically, and if there is a promo, what is being offered. So if there is any product being offered with the noodles, if there is a freebie available, so what is the promo SKU available, what is the availability. So this basically, this Excel sheet or this this format gives you a clear picture, the stock availability, how the brand is doing, how the category is performing, who are the top top contributors, who are the low contributors, which SKU needs to be removed, which SKUs need to be added. So in case if there's a new variant which has come, whether it has to be introduced or not. So all these things gives a clear picture for the merchandiser, for the team to act and take a corrective measure. Stock aging. Store must offer fresh products, provide products having a best before and expiry date. So every stock has an expiry date normally. So there's an aging stock. Every stock has an aging there. So they need to check. Excess inventory must be avoided as retail works on principle of negative working capital. So the merchandiser and the store team needs to ensure that they work on principle of working capital. There should not be a negative working capital. If the store stock movement is less and they are ordering more, will result into capital loss. That's negative working capital. So they have to optimize the store sales with regards to the high moving stocks are available and slow moving stocks are removed time and again. For categories like fashion or where customer expects new inventory design during each visit, old inventory must be minimal. So stock turnover with regards to apparels, because fashion keeps on changing. So there is a spring summer, there is autumn winter. So they need to ensure that once the season comes to end, the stocks for the previous season are less, the discounts are less, given less, which results into higher margins, more sales. So that is that's related to fashion or fashion industry. Inventory days cover. So replenishment must be timely, ensure sufficient inventory for each product in line and estimated sales and no stock out. The report can be studied product wise or subcategory wise or vendor wise. So there is an Excel sheet where there is a subcategory SKU, there is month sales unit, stock in hand units, and there is days cover. So there is a formula which says which is C is equal to B divided by into 30. So that gives you a stock cover. So how many days inventory the store is carrying out, that gives you inventory days cover. So even if a vendor is not able to supply the store, even if the vendor is not able to supply, the store can still sustain. So there is enough stock available so that customer service is not hampered, customer gets full products available, he has the full range available. So in case if it's case of apparels, then there's a full size set, there's a range available entirely, there's a whole story available. In case of food, there is no stock out, customer can come, whether it's a week one, week two, whether it's week three or week four, that product is available, he or she can come, pick up from the shelf, put it in a trolley or in a basket, go to cash till pay and they can leave. So stock cover, stock inventory cover basically gives you a picture that even if the product is if it's a high moving stock SKU, the product is available at any given point of time, at 365 days or 24/7, whenever customer wants, the product is available. Promo efficiency. This report understands the incremental sales in the sales and the return on gross margin accrued during the promotion, and if the benefits are in line with spends, the learning are taken to design better promotion in future. So it's quite self-explanatory. If there's a promo, this Excel sheet gives you a clear picture. If the promo has worked for the store, if it has worked, what was the incremental sales? And if it has not worked, probably they will discontinue the promo. So in case of one promo launch, this report will give a clear picture. So the store merchandiser or the merchandising team or the store team, they know that in case the promo has to be successful, they need to generate so and so much sales and so and so SKU needs to be sold. So then it is a better way to understand if whether the promo was successful or not. So this grid basically gives you a picture whether the promo was successful or it was not promo, or it was not successful, whether it has to be continued or any modification is needed. So with this, we learned about the store performance, how a business plan is made, how what are the different formulas being used for Jimroy, Jimroll, Jimroff. All these things will help into a better operating store with a good profit, with the margins. So if the store costs are in control, the store performs in a better way and the profit increases in the P&L account. Thank you.